The passenger took another long drag on his cigarette and cursed again. Then he said, "No help for it, then."
"There is no need to soil yourself. We are not yet past our deadline, and they do not destroy tools that may still be of use."
The passenger let out a nasty laugh.
"They're hard, but fair."
"They're hard," Gray Cloak replied.
"If necessary," the passenger said, "we can remove him. We have the resources for it. I could always..."
"I believe it premature, unless he proves more threatening than he has been thus far," Gray Cloak said. "I expect the Circle would agree."
"When do I meet them?" the passenger asked, face to face.
"That is not my decision. I am a liaison, nothing more," he shrugged. "But should this project proceed, I suspect they will desire an interview."
"I'll succeed," the passenger said darkly. "He can't have taken them far."
"Then I suggest you get moving," Gray Cloak said, "before the Scavis beats you to the prize."
"Beats us," the passenger said. I could hear a faint smile touch Gray Cloak's voice.
"Of course."
There was a smoldering silence, and then the passenger shoved the door open, exited the car, and left without a further word. Gray Cloak watched him until he'd vanished into the night. Then he got out of the car. Insubstantial, I wheeled myself forward into the vehicle and looked. The steering column had been cracked open, the vehicle hot-wired. I was torn for a second, which of the two to follow. The passenger was trying to get information out of someone. That could mean that he had a prisoner somewhere he was interrogating. On the other hand, it could just as likely mean that no matter how many drinks he poured, he couldn't get an informant to open up on a given topic. I also knew that he had confronted me before at some point, which was a great deal more than I knew about Gray Cloak. He was something very different. He had tried to kill me a couple of times already, and was apparently responsible for at least some of the recent deaths. He was smart, and was connected to some kind of shady group called the Circle. Could this be the reality of my heretofore theoretical Black Council? He was walking away from the car now, my spell's anchor, and growing rapidly hazier as he walked away. If I didn't pursue him closely, he'd vanish into the vastness of the city. Whoever the passenger had been, I had apparently sent him running once already. If I'd done it once, I could do it again. Gray Cloak, then. I pressed in close to Gray Cloak, focusing to keep the spell clearly fixed, and followed him. He walked several blocks, turned down a sharp alley, and then descended a flight of stairs that ended at a boarded-over doorway to what must have originally been a basement apartment like my own. He glanced around, tugged down a chain that looked like it had rusted flat to the wall beside the door, and opened it, disappearing within. Crap. If this place had a threshold on it, I'd never be able to follow him inside. I'd just bang my metaphysical head against the doorway like a bird hitting a windshield. Never mind that if it had the proper kinds of wards, they could conceivably disintegrate my spiritual self, or at least inflict some fairly horrible psychic damage. I could wind up on the floor of my lab, drooling, transformed from professional wizard into unemployed vegetable. Screw it. You don't do a job like mine by running away at any hint of danger. I steeled myself and willed myself forward, following Gray Cloak.